friend Owen.
Hi, Nayo. It's Rodney again.
Okay, hi.
Hi. Okay, I lost you there for a second. Good. Okay. So how are you this morning?
I'm well.
Good. Good. So, finally we get a chance to speak.
Say that again?
I said, finally we get a chance to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a few years.
It's been a few years. I know. Well, that's good. So, thank you first of all for signing up for a session. I want to see what I can do to help you in the next 20 minutes to get unstuck and get more creative. So, I mean, first of all, let me ask you, what are you currently working on?
Nothing, really.
Nothing. Okay. All right. So, well, let me ask you this then. What... where do you see yourself going in your business in the next 5 years?
I would like to be doing wedding photography. At least that's what I feel like.
Wedding?
I'm already wedding photography.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I already have an ad in a wedding magazine.
Okay.
It's been running since February, I believe.
Okay.
And it's running for 2 years. But of course, we know you can't just put an ad in and that be it.
Right.
So, I haven't gotten any calls off of that.
Okay.
But I don't have the book to support it either.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Have you attended any type of bridal shows or gone to any local like bridal shops or anything of that nature and offer to start creating some images in exchange for, you know, creation of a book, giving them some images and then you having some images for your own book?
I've done a few bridal shows. I haven't really connected with and had like a one-on-one conversation, but it's like just meeting.
Right.
That's the extent of what I've done.
Okay. Because one idea that I had for you is that if you actually, attending the bridal shows and just really come there with your camera and, if nothing more than just, shoot whatever inspires you at the booth, I would love to create some images for you because I know if they're doing bridal shows, then they do this as a regular way of getting business. And I know that they need images in order to, promote the next event that they're going to be involved in. So if they have images that they can use on their website and, for their own media relations, type things, if they had images that they could use, and of course, branded by, by you, then of course they know about you as the person who took great images at their display and also gave them free images, and they would probably recommend you as a photographer to contact.
Okay.
So you're actually able to meet with them, give them something and a taste of what you do, and then it's great because they're doing events, they're out there promoting, and they've got your images that you would display. They would have your images there on their display, so that's like free advertising for you, basically.
Right, okay.
So that could be a way to go with it. I know that many wedding photographers actually start setting up meetings with people who support brides. So, like the event planners and the florist and, the people who do the catering and all that kind of thing. So anything that you can do to give them a taste of what you do in exchange for them promoting you, then it's like referral work or referral opportunities that actually come out of that
okay.
for you. So you have to put together like a schedule of, or a list, I should say, of people that support the community that or the market that you want to connect with, and start, just doing a few things for them, like a few free images for them. I would rather see you go that way than saying, oh, if you know of anyone who's a photographer, just refer them, to me, because you haven't really given them anything yet. And everyone loves, as you know, free pictures. So, you know, if you use the skill that you have, and I'm not saying shoot a whole book for them, you know, make a whole campaign for them, but just, you know, if they all need images for whatever they're selling. So that could be a way to go with it. Okay. The other thing I was going to say is contact, let's see, there's a lady on Facebook. Her name is Natalie Bradley, I believe. She does, let's see here, 1 second. Let me see if I can pull her up. She does, she teaches people, I think, how to arrange high-end weddings. And let me look it up, make sure I'm looking at this really, making sure we're, oh yeah. She has a website called brideattraction.com. And she offers all kinds of coaching and you know, for basically, I guess, for people who want to get into the bridal business. And she might be willing to look at maybe doing an interview with you as a photographer for weddings. She might be interested in maybe talking about maybe writing an article for them, for her magazine or for her website. But she has a... She has a free daily tips and techniques on how to market your wedding business, a market to high-end brides.
Okay.
So I would check her out. I know that I've followed her now for about maybe 3 or 4 years, and she and I spoke a while back, but we weren't able to put anything together. But she has, you know, quite a few. She has a really nice blog, and I think she has a lot of, you know, great articles and things like that. So she, you know, everyone loves free content. So if you can tie in what you're doing in some kind of an article or something that's, you know, educating a bride about how to get ready for their wedding day to get the best pictures,
okay.
That kind of thing, you know, tips and little nuggets like that, that, you know, people love stuff like that. But I would say start reading some of the blogs, for an example, that cater to the bridal market. Pick up some of the bride's magazines, see who's advertising in the back of the magazine, and you may be able to pick up on some, you might get inspired by something. There might be someone back there that you can joint venture with. That may be able to, you know, maybe you may be able to offer them something. Like I said, you have photography, you know, as your collateral, and they may have a service that, you know, that you can use, and you both can cross promote one another. So, you know, but obviously you want something that's a non-competitive, you know, arena. It can't be another photographer, obviously. So, all the caterers, the florists, the bridal, the dress designers. You know, see who's up and coming in LA that's really, you know, got a name for him, or he's starting to build a name, or she's trying to build a name for herself, and, you know, and see if you can attach yourself to them, in some way, because, I mean, that's a huge market with a lot of opportunity, but you have to approach it from the perspective of what can you give them. And it doesn't have to always be images. It can be, like I said, educational resources. You know, it depends on who you're talking to, obviously. You know, yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do to attract that market. You just have to go about it a little bit of a different way than just hanging your shingle and saying, I'm a bride, you know, I now shoot weddings, you know, hire me. You know, we have to be a little bit more creative now
right.
To attract people's attention. How does that how does all this land for you? How do you feel about all of this?
It sounds feasible. Sounds doable.
Okay. Now, are you currently? I know you were saying that, you know, again, you're feeling uncreative and, you know, and a little bit stuck. In the meantime, while you're working on all of these things to open up the bridal market for yourself. I'm feeling compelled to ask this question because I was reading your website and you were saying that you were started in photography when you were 7. Your dad, you picked up your dad's camera. Have you thought about doing any kind of outreach to like inner city kids or groups and just giving them a little bit, you know, teaching them about careers in photography and about, you know, expressing themselves through photography? Have you thought about anything like that? Or
I have thought about it. Just nothing has landed. And that's probably on my part because I haven't followed through. But yes, I have thought about that for years now, actually.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I know sometimes that, you know, when we're trying to get our own, you know, thing going on, and I'll just say we're trying to get our hustle on to get, you know, to drum up new opportunities for ourselves, we can get a little, it gets tiring, you know, trying to do all of these things that you're trying to do and build a new market and all of this. And I find when I'm feeling unmotivated or not overly inspired, you know, I like to give back in some way or try to find something I can do to help motivate someone else. And, you know, it can be kids, it can be, you know, women who, you know, just they're sort of stuck right now in their life and they don't know what else to do and they're looking for an outlet. Maybe you can pull together a small woman's group or work with a small woman's group and say, you know, let's go out and get our cameras and go out and, you know, and just do something playful, maybe get a model or something or, you know, just shoot nature or something. But I think my feeling is by being in the company of other people who are, you know, several steps behind you and then, you know, teaching them or sharing with them what you know, it sort of reminds you of where you've come and who you are now and what you're capable of being. And I think it's just good karma. You put yourself out there in that way. You know, I think that works in your favor towards attracting the new opportunities that you want to bring in for yourself.
Okay.
You know, so I would put something, and I would just, and you don't have to make a big plan for it or, you know, make a big list of all the different organizations, just basically put it out that I'm looking to give back some way with my, you know, using my photography as a way of doing that. And just kind of put it out there, you know, just, you know, let people share it on Facebook, you know, talk about it to amongst your colleagues and your friends. And I have a feeling that an opportunity will present itself to you.
Okay.
You know, and play with it. You know, you might find, you know, you might find that you might, you know, end up finding, you know, you might try using like toy cameras or pinhole cameras as opposed to digital cameras and, you know, something that's not expensive to get. And just, you know, exploring photography in different ways. I know we get our equipment, we've invested so much money and time and energy into it, and then that sort of gets us in a rut or we start to become, it becomes a crutch for us. So, you know, try a different kind of camera that you've never used before, maybe a Holga or something like that. And, you know, maybe do something kind of like a Polaroid snapshot board or something of just... Yeah, just something that just gets you outside of the world that you've worked so hard to create. Just shift it a little bit and try something different, and see if you can share that with other people.
Okay.
You know, you never know. A book idea may come out of it for you. A workshop series may come out of it for you. But. Just ask yourself, what have I thought about doing with my work to express myself, shift the way I'm expressing my creativity that I just have gone, I'll do that later. Not right now, you know, and make a list of those things and then just make a plan in the next week to take one step in that direction and just see where it lands and just keep doing that. Because usually when we're feeling uninspired, it's because we're not inspiring anyone else right now, or at least we don't feel like we are.
Okay.
So if we shift it from us to how can we help and support the people around us, it wakes us up and gets us reinvigorated about what we're doing. So I guess my challenge for you is, who are you inspiring right now? You know? So we've got about, maybe like 4 by 5 minutes. Is there anything that I didn't cover for you that you'd like me to discuss or anything you want to ask me?
Well, this has been coming up lately too, and you've kind of touched on it a bit, but I've been asked to do workshops.
Yep.
But I've been, I guess, fearful to do a workshop.
Yep. Yep.
So what do you suggest to that? Because, I mean, for years people have asked me, I'm like, oh, no, you know, and it's just every time I talk to somebody, that's what they ask me.
Right, and I agree. I completely agree. Let me ask you this then. Let's go to the point. What scares you most about doing it?
I guess because I've come to find out that I'm an all or nothing type of person, which is based off of perfectionism.
Right.
So if I don't feel it's right, I won't do it.
Okay. And what about a situation that is that like you would think that you would like not do this, you would not be able to speak about the topic, you don't know enough about it, or that you like to like tell me a little bit more.
I think that's maybe the unconscious part, is that I'm thinking I don't know enough about it,
or right.
If I don't know the answer, they'll be like, oh, she's a fraud. It's that.
Well, first of all, they wouldn't ask if they didn't feel confident in you. And you wouldn't be feeling attacked. You wouldn't be feeling the connection wouldn't be happening if you weren't ready for it. And they wouldn't be asking if they didn't feel it that you were ready for it.
Okay.
That's the first thing. So if you already been thinking about it, that's because you know something. An idea doesn't come through to you, to your conscious brain, unless you're ready for it. They say an idea whose time has come. It wouldn't even be on your consciousness if you weren't ready for it. That's the first thing. And they wouldn't be asking if they didn't feel that you're ready for it.
Okay.
So, with that said, you need to stand in who you know you are. And you don't have to go up there with all the answers. It's not even about having all the answers, Naomi. It's about you. They want you. That's who they want. Just be you. You got all the credentials and all of the back. You've got everything that you need in terms of your technical skills and your work and ethic and the people that you've connected with and all of that. You have all of that down. It's who they're connecting to. So just go there and be you and treat the opportunity like you had a really good friend that you cared a great deal about, that asked you for advice about the topic, and just speak to them like you're talking to that one person.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. And the first time you do it, it's going to be the hardest. But once you've done it and you get that energy back from them, it'll make the second and the third time so much easier. So you have to challenge yourself to do the first talk. So the next opportunity that presents itself, and I would even go so far as to ask for the opportunity. That's your challenge. That's what I'm going to leave you with. That's your challenge, is to ask for the opportunity. And whatever it is, accept it. Because it wouldn't be coming up if you weren't ready. Yep, I've done quite a few live talks lately, and I've struggled with the same thing. And I said, you know what? It wouldn't be here if I wasn't ready for it. And I'll tell you right now, for me personally, the first 2 to 3 minutes is the hardest. Because it's the anticipation of the talk that scares you the most, not the talk itself. People just want to connect with you so badly. That's why they're asking. You know?
Okay.
And you're denying them. And yourself.
Oh,
yeah. You're denying them and you're denying yourself.
Oh,
so
okay.
You see how this all circles back to the question you asked initially, why you're feeling uninspired and stuck? You know, because what happens is when we know that it's time for us to grow and we resist it, everything comes to a standstill. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you're being called to go to the next level and you're resisting it. So you're feeling stuck because you are. And until you are willing to step into that and move through it, you're going to continue to feel stuck.
Okay.
All right. So how was this session for you? How did you get any value from it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm so glad to finally, after all these years, be able to talk to you. I followed you for so long, and you always sign up for all of my teleseminars and everything. So you're there. I mean, the fact that we're even having this conversation is just a confirmation that you're ready. You're so beyond ready. You know, you just give yourself the gift of you and what you're here to do, because you're being called to it. It's a calling, really. You know, and as you put yourself out there more in bigger ways, the opportunities that you seek in your business, whether it's brides or whether it's, you know, currently what you're currently doing, celebrity and fashion, whatever it is, it'll actually come to you. But the speaking, I think, is going to be a big part of that for you. And I see a book for you, too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know. Take a breath. Take a breath. It's all good. It's all good. Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, we are at the end of our time. So what I'm going to do for you is I recorded this session. So I'm going to check it, make sure it comes out okay, and I'll send you that over with a couple of other little things. And I'll send you over the invoice on PayPal for our little $20 check-in.
Okay.
So thank you so much, Naomi, for signing up for this. Yeah.
Thank you for offering, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that goes back to what you're saying about me.
Oh my god. Yeah, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. And I'll be watching you on Facebook to see what you're doing. So you need to share it, okay?
Okay.
All righty. you have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, no problem, Naomi. Talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye bye.
Okay.